You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, these lines have filled up for us to play Rattle Off today. The first person to get through was Benjamin. Don't call me Ben, it's Benjamin. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, how are you guys?
What about good? Benny? Would you accept a Benny?
You know, when I was a kid, I would, but now not so much.
How about Benjamin? There's a Benjamin on my kid's Little League team, and the coach calls him Benjamin. Mm-hmm. You all right with that?
Again, when I was a kid.
Oh, man, you're no fun.
I think I've heard it all. my favorite was Benji. That was my favorite.
Oh, that's cute.
Like the dog. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have a significant other, would you let him call you Benji?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, that's cute. I like that.
I was trying to think of like Benji. A French way of pronouncing it. Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Yeah, what, in Spanish, it's Benjamin, right? Benjamin?
Benjamin.
That sounds right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Let's see. This weekend, yeah, we have kid play dates. I think we're going to take them to a splash park and take some of the...
No, Dom asked if he had anything fun going on.
Yeah.
Well, you
aren't splash pads with kids like really weird? Because we usually arrive and we usually get there, and there's about six or seven kids sitting on the jets that shoot straight up in the air.
Getting little enemas?
And you just sit there and watch these kids getting their bungholes just obliterated by the...
Well, see, what you need to do is bring a small cooler with some beer, and then
then I might start making fun of them out loud. But it just always is funny to me. All these little kids are getting their butts washed, and then all the other kids are running through it like it's, you know, the greatest thing.
Well, at least they're sort of clean, I suppose.
Sort of.
And then you see the one kid doing that, and the other kid on the other one next to him with his mouth open and letting the water blow into his mouth, and you're like,
Jeremy is always concerned about flying fecal. That's always his thing.
Well,
so.
I'm watching it in action.
Yeah. Mr. Benjamin, let's play some Rattle Off. We'll give you a category, and you've got 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. Let's see how you do, okay?
Let's do it.
You know what holiday is on Sunday, right?
I would say Father's Day.
That is correct.
Ding.
So in 10 seconds, we need five. We need the characters' names. Five TV dads. Five television dads. We want the character names. Ready? And go.
Okay. Goofy is a dad. Bart Simpson. This is hard.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson was the dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Homer.
Not Bart.
Simpson. Yes, Homer.
But well done with Goofy. That's not one that I thought of at all.
I guess Donald Duck is a dad too, right? Or is he not? No, those are his nephews.
Nephews, yeah.
Mm. We don't know what those cartoon characters are doing when we're not watching. I mean, Donald Duck could have a whole bunch of illegitimate offspring.
He doesn't wear pants. I know that, so...
Benjamin,
that would have been a good one too.
There you go. We truly enjoyed talking with you. I hope you have a fun weekend. Okay.
All right. You as well. Take it easy.
See you, man.
Goodbye now. Bye bye. There he goes. And here comes Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you got going this weekend? What's your fun plans?
My daughter's turning 11, so big party tomorrow, and then Father's Day will be with friends. That luckily I didn't have to plan it. My friend kind of was like, "Oh, do you have Father's Day plans?" I was like, "No," and she was like, "I'm gonna book us reservations at this place." I was like, "Okay, good, sounds done."
Wow,
excellent,
easy for you. What's the theme of the what's the theme of the birthday party?
No, it's just like it's at Urban Air in Stapleton, so. You just wear, like, shorts, T-shirts, and, you know, play.
I know, but don't they have, like, a special cake theme, you know? Like,
No.
No, we've been to that. It's just, like, a generic happy birthday cake.
Yeah, I don't even think they do the cake. You bring the cake. They just do, like, pizza and chips and Coke and stuff.
Well,
like
that's
that.
Why I wondered if the people who were bringing the cake had if the child is really into, like, unicorns. Or is really into, but apparently not.
No.
But you know what? I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, it is Stapleton. I mean, that's a pretty vanilla area. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Well, it just Kelly knows it's, it is, right? I mean, it's...
I've been here over 20 years, so...
You know what I'm talking
about.
I know
all the neighborhoods.
You're vanilla as they come, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We like to sometimes joke and call Littleton Vanillaton, but I think it might actually be Stapleton. So.
Or whatever the new name. What's the new
name?
Well,
when I moved here, Aurora was called Saudi Aurora.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Yeah. What is Stapleton's new name?
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah, they had to get rid of
it. It was a new one. It was like Windy Mountains.
Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Majestic Prairie or something goofy.
Windy Mountain. I don't think Windy Mountain. You just pulled that out of your butt.
You sure as heck know I did.
It's going to be called Central Park.
Central Park. Well, yeah, it's stupid. Tailwinds was the one we were rooting for.
Oh, I was rooting for one of those that was a name. Like, wasn't like Daddy Bruce or something like that one of those? I don't know.
All
anyway,
right,
let's play the game. Kelly, you ready to play Rattle Off?
Go for it.
All right, you go for it, because we're going to give you a category. You got 10 seconds to rattle off five examples, and we've been talking about this a lot this morning, so hopefully, and with an 11-year-old, you should be able to give us five Pixar movies. Five Pixar movies. Ready, and go.
Nemo, oh my God, I know all the videos, I can't think of the name.
Never heard of Toy Story?
Toy Stories.
Oh, I guess I could have gone Toy Story 1, 2, 3.
No, we wouldn't have accepted that.
Doesn't matter, you just got Nemo. And you did.
And Dory. Dory's little friend, right?
Finding Dory.
Did y'all hear the rumors about Nemo?
No, hold on, Kelly.
I don't know.
Kelly,
I
worry about you. I don't want. We can't lose our license.
No
on this
rumors. Series.
Kelly, you're delightful. Have a fun weekend.
All right. I will Google that, though.
Do you see why I had to put her on hold? I mean, we can't.
The whole time I was like, where is this going?
Yeah, we can't take a chance with that. Hello, Lenny. Welcome to the show.
Lenny.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Lenny.
Ladies.
All right, Lenny, hold on.
Lenny? What?
Did he just call us ladies?
It's your boys in the morning. Go back to him. He was just...
Go back to him?
It was a blanket lady. He's referring to the city. Everyone listening.
Oh, I think he was referring to you and me.
I don't think so.
This is a rough one this morning. No one's getting it, huh?
Yeah. These are stumpers. I don't think they're that difficult, really. They're easy.
Yeah, we think they've... We haven't,
Pixar
they haven't been
movies?
That
you have 24 movies to choose from.
Well... Yeah, my kids are all grown up, so I don't watch the kids' movies anymore. That would have been a tough one for me, too.
Are they doing anything for you for Father's Day?
You know what? My daughter lives in Florida, and my son, he just left for Lake Tahoe with his girlfriend today.
So that's a no.
Little brat.
That's a no.
So.
Well, she's prettier than you, Lenny, so.
Well, yeah, most everybody is.
Why is your daughter in Florida? What made her go
to Florida? She moved to Florida a year ago.
Yeah, but why?
Well, I don't know. Adventure, she said. She's 23 years old, and she wanted to try something different. And
she's out at the clubs.
She threw a dart at the map, and it ended up in Tallahassee, but now she lives in Tampa Bay.
Well, it's pretty, and it's warm, and got the ocean.
So,
and
there is something that Gretchen once said to me about Florida that I'm dying to say on the show, but it will offend so many people. That I probably shouldn't, but it's the funniest thing in my life I've ever heard about the state of Florida.
Hmm.
If we were doing that thing, Jeremy, where we were broadcasting like
the
like
off we the were air doing stuff,
off the air stuff, like a Patreon, like a subscription service, I would say it in a heartbeat. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard anyone ever say about the state of Florida. And the way she set it up is the only reason you ever go to Florida is, and
we'll never know, Lenny.
I can't say it. I can't
I'll never
say
know.
It.
I won't know.
Sorry, buddy.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready, Lenny?
Okay, let's go for it.
All right, 10 seconds. Give us five, five brands of coffee. Five different brands of coffee that you could go to the store and buy. Ready and go.
Maxwell, Folgers, Safeway Select, King Supers, Boyers, Folgers.
And he said Folgers twice.
Ah, dang it.
What's King Soopers?
Safeway Select, I guess we could accept. That's,
I can accept that one.
What is King Soopers? It's not called King Soopers, though. That's
King
not the
Soopers
brand
coffee?
Of it.
Right?
Oh, King Soopers. Oh, Kroger.
Yeah, because you just can't just go in and be like, give me some of that King Soopers coffee.
Yeah, that's not a brand.
Soopers. Yeah, give me some Kroger.
It would probably have to be like a, yeah, like a Kroger. Do they have a store brand of coffee?
Private
they
Selection,
have
is that
generic,
it?
Yeah, they're
private
line.
I don't think we can accept King Soopers. That's
I
a store where you buy it, but
I
it's not a
do
brand.
It. Can't do it, Lenny.
Can't
don't
do
hate
it.
Us.
Hit four. All right, thanks for letting me try, guys.
Yeah, thank buddy. You for listening. Have a great Father's Day, okay?
Okay, doke. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, he knew.
Yeah, he's like,
I can't do that.
Hey, Mary, good morning.
Hello.
Ooh, your phone's
put
really
your,
bad.
Put your phone up to your mouth there.
Hi there.
Ooh.
Are we on speakerphone?
No.
Bluetooth?
Nope.
Really old phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Got it down
nailed
under
it.
Your chin, put it up by your lips.
It's upside down. What are you doing this weekend, Mary?
Well, it's my friend's birthday weekend, so... Unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit tamer than I hope. So, you know, we're just going to walk around Boulder, get some brunch, maybe farmer's market.
You don't want to do that. Like Mary was looking to tear it up this weekend, it sounds like. Little tamer than I expected.
Were you going to be a little trashy if left to your own devices, Mary? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, it's Pride Month.
Yeah, tear it up then. Have fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, there's no rule that you can't get wasted and tear it up at the farmer's market.
Yeah, be wild at the farmer's market.
Get your drink on and buy some canned pickles.
Mm-hmm. Do all sorts of suggested things with the produce.
Yeah, Mary. All right, Mary.
I'll do that.
We're running late. We need a winner. You ready to play?
Okay.
10 seconds. We need 5 zodiac signs. Can you give us, please, 5 zodiac signs? If you're in Boulder, you should know this. Ready and go.
Leo, Gemini, Aquarius, Pisces, Sagittarius.
Boom. Jeez. Is that all you got?
Five.
That's why I always tell people never stop at 5.
When you know, you know, I guess.
Keep going. Yeah. That's it. You got it. You're a winner.
Good job,
yeah.
Mary.
There you go. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Wild Mary.
Yeah, enjoy your brunch.
Yeah, there better be mimosas.
Yeah.
Mary, oh, my God. Mary's going to sneak a flask into all of these things. That's what I'm thinking.
All right, drunk
hey,
Mary.
Listen, please stand by, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Will do. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You as well. We know you well, so we will try also. I thoroughly enjoyed Rattle Off.
Same.
Today. Can we
people.
Make that a podcast?
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody.